No more half-hearted appeals. B. Gardner Postgraduate Research Rep, Southampton UQ. Personal capacity. I'm glad that the trade unions have put together a statement, but I want to know how they will actively organize and fight for the demands they place on government. Women make up the majority in the trade union movement and we are angry. How will our leaders give voice to that anger? Will they step up and defend the right to protest, to organize and to be able to express our anger? Trade union members are getting arrested and face fines for organizing campaigns that the trade union movement should be doing. How are the trade union leaders organizing and mobilizing to stop cuts in services, including specialist support services for those experiencing and fleeing violence? What about restoring the quarter of women's refuges that have closed since 2010? Will the union leaders continue to back the same politicians who have carried out these attacks? No more solidarity messages in words only, or half-hearted appeals to the government, but a strategy that gives confidence that we can fight and win, and we don't have to keep putting up with all this crap.